Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Misbah Mahmoudi, Director of Product Marketing at VMware. Welcome, Misbah.
Thank you, Allison, for having me.
So, Misbah, why don't we just get started and talk? I mean, I know that there's a lot of directors of product marketing at VMware. What area in particular are you focused at?
So I'm focused in on the telco NFV group. And initially, what that is delivering virtualized solutions for operators. Traditionally, VMware has been very much focused on virtualizing the enterprise and has been doing so for quite some time. And now that the operators are starting to look at virtualization, and specifically with NFV, from a VMware's perspective, we're really starting to see that as a great opportunity for us to kind of move into. Because if you look at network functions virtualization, and VMware is basically a leader in virtualizing networks, kind of makes sense in terms of VMware playing in that space. What VMware provides is essentially the NFV infrastructure. And what that entails is the hypervisor with vSphere. It provides the storage with Virtual SAN, as well as the networking, which is with NSX. And then on top of that, we provide the virtual infrastructure manager, and that provides basically the control for the network storage and compute resources.
When you look at the challenge in front of us with IoT and 5G, the opportunity in terms of the technology, everybody understands that in terms of the new capabilities that it will bring to market. But there are some technical hurdles to get over. Why don't you talk about how VMware sees its role in driving that technology innovation? And how does that relate to the standards work that's going on in this space?
If you look at the Internet of Things and really kind of where it's being driven from, meaning today market analysts are predicting, you know, well over 20 billion different devices being connected to the network. And so from an operator's perspective, they need to look at that and they need to figure out, how am I going to build out my network? How am I going to transform my network operations so I'm able to scale out and deliver the types of services that's required for the Internet of Things? And when you look at the Internet of Things, you got to look at all the different verticals, right? So for example, connected cars with the auto industry, the healthcare market, the financial markets, even looking at things around the agricultural market, which is basically, you know, from a farming perspective, trying to understand how much it's going to rain, what's the moisture like in the fields, and then being able to take actions based on that. And so what the operators, they really have to figure out, how am I going to not only scale, but then also carve out my network so that I'm able to support the different verticals. Each different vertical has different network characteristics. For example, the self-driving cars, they really need a network that's low latency, very highly reliable. If a car's coming to a stoplight, it's able to detect that right away and then stop. Or if there's an incoming collision, it's able to detect that immediately and call out. Whereas if you look at, for example, maybe the sports industry or the wearable industry, there's a lot of different devices, but you don't necessarily need that latency. And that's where actually 5G comes into place as well. So a lot of the operators are starting to look into 5G technologies. And one of the areas is around network slicing. And how does an operator then carve out these network slices so that they can actually build out a network for each of these different vertical stacks?
Obviously, vCloud is a big opportunity in terms of delivering technology in this space. Can you tell me what you've done with vCloud in terms of NFV?
Yep. So basically, vCloud NFV, as I mentioned, really delivers the infrastructure, the NFV infrastructure. Now, in addition to providing the infrastructure, we also provide a lot of the operations management. And that's a big component for operators as they start to deploy NFV type of solutions. We talk about NFV and how it can deliver faster time to market, how it can accelerate new revenues, how it's going to lower my CapEx. But then when it comes down to, okay, how do I actually get my NFV solutions in production? And then what do I do for what we call the day two operations? And that includes, well, how am I going to onboard the different services? how am I going to manage the complete life cycle of operations? So not only just onboarding, but then the management, the maintenance, the upgrades, and then also then the scalability. You know, as you start to launch the services and it starts to gain more traction, how am I going to dynamically scale up my network and the different VNFs? So with vCloud NFV, we provide kind of the foundation for the infrastructure. And then we also provide vRealize Operations, the ability to provide a lot of that day two operations management. And that includes the ability to monitor the different VNFs and the different services in real time, provide some of the analytics and the management capabilities. So that, for example, if a VNF were to go down or if a service were to go down and the service impacting, our suite of products with vRealize Operations will enable you to then pinpoint exactly where that problem is and then resolve that problem. And then you got to look into the next phase, which is, okay, my service is now up and running. I have all that fault management. How do I actually now add capacity? How am I going to dynamically scale my network? And we provide a lot of the tools so that we can provide some of the automation and the provisioning of the VNFs, and how am I going to be able to scale out those different services. So we provide a complete end-to-end type of solution for the infrastructure that provides a lot of the day two operations capabilities, and that brings a lot of value to the operators as they start to roll out NFV in full production.
When you look at the space, open standard development is really important. How is VMware engaging in that arena?
When you think about the operators and how they wanted to deploy NFV, they really wanted to build out an open network where they essentially get away from vendor locking, right? So they can actually choose multiple different vendors and really build out an open network. Now, to get there, there are a lot of different standards that are coming out that really kind of address some of these open standards and kind of address some of the things around management and orchestration. You know, a couple of the standard bodies are around OpenO as well as OpenOSM. And what those are really helps the operator kind of gives them a slate where they can deploy open standard-based orchestration and management type of solutions. And from VMware's perspective, we really embrace OpenO and OSM. We think in conjunction with Intel, who are also joint partners within these different open standard initiatives, I think we give the operators a great amount of freedom and a great amount of choice on how they want to deploy NFV, how they want to build out their management and orchestration systems, and ultimately it results in them being able to efficiently scale out to IoT, to 5G networks, realize the true value of NFV, which is being able to dynamically scale out, scale new services, add new services as they want, and kind of build out that innovation on demand, which is based on what my subscribers want, I'm able to develop and deliver the services for them when and how they need it.
I know that folks will be interested to get more information about VMware solutions in this space. Can you provide a URL or other resource for the folks listening online to engage further with you?
So we have on our website, it's www.vmware.com/go/NFV. And we have a complete list of the different solutions that we are targeting with NFV. And then also it has information about vCloud NFV and its complete portfolio of products.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real delight.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.